there is something called as antaranga satsanga, which means making a spiritual inquiry without desiring to display one's knowledge. It's called antaranga satsanga, which means a devotee has a genuine inquiry and is eager to know the truth, and innocently, purely, with the desire to learn, is asking the speaker, and there is no ulterior material motivation of displaying one's scholarship or talent. In the same manner, when a devotee studies the Shastra, especially the glories of the holy name, and the prayers of great personalities like Uddhava or Gopis or Prahlad or Dhruva and different personalities, if a devotee's approach to the scriptures is genuine, if it is nishkapat or niraparad, then that will bring about a particular state of consciousness, which I just now said called as antaranga satsang, which is that one will be able to offer prayers springing from the soul, breaking across all the material coverings, like the gross and subtle body. Without identification with gross and subtle body, one will be able to offer a prayer. Such a prayer was offered by Gajendra. That is why it is said, Evam yavasito buddhya samadhaya manohruti jajapa paramam japyam prajanmani anushikshitam. Here it is said, Evam yavasito buddhya. Gajendra fixed his intelligence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead in samadhi, breaking through the material coverings. He offered a prayer that touched the heart of the Supreme Lord, because this prayer was unmotivated, unadulterated, nishkapat, completely pure and genuine. And this kind of attitude is exhibited by all the Vaishnava acharyas in their Vaishnava songs, and also by all great devotees offering prayers in scriptures. So by reading them, hearing them, developing appreciation for them, the devotee also will internally develop the ability to offer babyish prayer purposes. Babyish prayer means like a baby cry. Our prayer is not very exalted prayer. We cannot offer prayers like Prahlad or Uddhava or anybody like that. But we will learn to offer prayers in our own way. At least you can say, my dear Lord, my chanting is so bad today. You know, I am not able to concentrate on your holy name. My mind is wandering to so many places. My dear Lord, I am calling out your holy name and you are manifesting yourself, but I am falling asleep. I am not receiving you. In this way, one will make a small imitation of the acharyas declaring their anartha to Krishna. Acharyas have no anartha at all, but they are portraying the plight of the conditioned soul. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Durdeva Medrisham, Ihajanina Anuragaha. Although he is constantly having streams of tears of love for Krishna in his eyes, he is saying like this to illustrate the point how the conditioned soul suffers. So in this way, and this kind of prayerful attitude is very, very important in improving the quality of the chanting of the holy name. Because the whole Shikshashtakam is such a prayer. As we recite, it's a direct address to Krishna, and straight from the heart. It is from heart to heart. It's from Radharani's heart to Krishna's heart, directly. It's a prayer, pure prayer. There is absolutely no material covering in between. There are zero motives, no material motives. So by reciting this prayer every day, and even if one small aspect of this prayer touches our heart, then if you offer such a prayer in chanting of the holy name, then one can concentrate, and that will attract Krishna like a magnet attracting iron filing. That is actually the real core aspect of a genuine call. Harinam Prabhu ki.